forces on high alert. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. Russia's stepping up its fight as it takes the war to Ukraine's capital of Kyiv.
You heard a pretty massive explosion here in the central part of Kyiv. It indicates the Russians are still continuing their advance on this city. Some new satellite images show there are hundreds of Russian trucks making their way to the capital at this moment. Maxar Technologies putting out these new images from the northwest part of this country. Really, it's showing that the Russians are continuing their campaign despite the fact that we have seen a continued conversation related to peace. This morning, there were talks about conversations that could take place tomorrow between the Russians and the Ukrainians.
That's Fox's Trey Yinks. As Russian forces continue their advance in Kyiv, Americans nationwide are getting behind the Ukrainians.
A huge outpouring of support. We've seen it all across New York City and all across the nation. The protesters I've talked to are anxious and they're angry as they watch the Ukrainian people fight for their lives during this unprovoked attack by Russian President Vladimir Putin. And many are asking when the United States and other foreign powers will do more to stop this war. In Chicago here, crowds lining the streets out in their Ukrainian village. The Archdiocese of Chicago actually holding services today, praying for peace on the streets.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. A New York Republican is concerned about the impact Ukraine will have on energy costs. Congressman Lee Zeldin says it's important for the U.S. to boost domestic energy production.
We need to be prioritizing our own energy security. We need to change our energy policy. We need to be producing our own resources here.
Some are concerned Vladimir Putin might limit oil exports. The search is on for a California boy who was inside a car when it was stolen. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New Yorkers have been waiting 2 years for what's happening this week.
Governor Kathy Hochul making the announcement the statewide masking requirement for schools is coming to an end March 2nd. Hochul citing declining COVID-19 cases and guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We need to retain the flexibility to make adjustments as needed. But for now, this is a very good news announcement.
Hochul says counties and cities can keep their own mandates, and of course, parents are welcome to send their children to school wearing masks. Mask mandates remain in effect in New York State for several groups, including healthcare, nursing, transportation, corrections, and homeless shelters. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
The ongoing conflict in Eastern Europe is already impacting gas prices here in the States. They're up a dime in the past 2 weeks.
The low in this panel of cities is Houston at 314. For a regular grade, and San Francisco Bay Area is the high at 486. We have Charleston, South Carolina at 346, Long Island at 369, and Chicago 396.
That's Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey. Soccer's international governing body has taken some disciplinary action against Russia after the Ukraine invasion.
FIFA officials have backed away from immediately expelling Russia from World Cup qualifying, but FIFA leaders say a ban does remain an option. FIFA did establish some new guidelines regarding Russia's soccer program. The team could play under the initials RFU, the Russian Football Federation. The Russian flag and national anthem must not be used. Also, the RFU team can only play in neutral territory and and without spectators. Moscow is slated to host a World Cup qualifier next month, opening against Poland, but Poland, Sweden, and the Czech Republic have all announced their refusal to compete against the Russian squad. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.